I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. Wishes for 2020 and the Lunar New Year were bright.
Happy New Year, my dear friends in China. Thank you for your support this year. I wish you happiness, health, and inner magic to achieve more success in the upcoming year of the mouse. Love, Kobe.
NBA great Kobe Bryant posted his annual video for Chinese basketball fans, and then he was gone. A helicopter crash near Los Angeles claimed his life at age 41, along with his 13-year-old daughter Gianna and seven others on board. Fans quickly gathered outside the Staples Center Arena where the Los Angeles Lakers play.
He's going to be missed. It was tragic when he left because it took everybody by surprise.
His passion and his drive to play the game was incredible, and what he did for so many people here in Los Angeles. So I'm here today to pay respects.
Kobe Bryant's given me some of the best memories of my life. And I respect that about it. I respect the hard work. I respect the dedication to the game.
Pay my respect to Kobe, one of my favorite players in the NBA.
He touched my family tremendously. I mean, he was so bigger than the game. Incredible. Incredible athlete. Best ever.
Bryant is widely considered one of the greatest NBA players of all time and most known athletes around the world, making 18 All-Star teams during his 20-year career with the Lakers, winning 5 NBA championships, 2 NBA Finals Most Valuable Player awards, and he was the league MVP in 2008. His father, Joe, was a former NBA player who would later take his game to Italy, where Kobe learned to speak the local language fluently. Childhood friend Davide Guidici recalls how Kobe spoke of his future at age 12.
He was just a kid. His Mamba mentality was there in his mind. And I remember him many times saying, guys, one day I will be a professional player. I don't know where, if in Serie A in Italy or in Europe or in NBA, but I will play basketball for sure in my life.
News of his death reverberated from Italy to Philadelphia, where Kobe Bryant was born. His parents named him Kobe after seeing the famous beef from Japan listed on a restaurant menu. The Bryant Gymnasium was dedicated in 2010 to honor the famous alum who was in 1996 one of just a handful of NBA players ever to be drafted directly from high school. Stuart Guy was his friend.
It was bigger than basketball, really. It was deeper than basketball. Just, you know, he was always kidding around, joking around. We always joked around in the hallways. Always had good conversations. Just funny and down to earth. And that's what I've always told anybody when they ask me about him. He's just a down-to-earth guy when you get to know him.
Former Los Angeles Lakers head coach Del Harris reflected on the early career of the team's legendary shooting guard.
I was Kobe's first coach when he was only 17 when Jerry drafted him, and 18 by the time he got in an NBA game. And he was just such a wonderful kid, but more than that, has turned into a wonderful adult man.
Del Harris says Bryant's playing legacy endures.
All the players that have come after him have learned about his work ethic and what it takes to be the best that any individual can be.
The tragic news quickly reached China, where Kobe Bryant was the clear icon of professional basketball. Yu Chen is an accountant. He has influenced the generations of post-80s and post-90s. He was the one after Michael Jordan. It's regretful because he was too young. He had good relations with China and visited many times. We all miss him. Everyone, it seems, plays basketball in the Philippines, where Bobby Manlises is a Kobe Bryant fan.
Ano yun, parang alay ko sa kanya kasi talagang ano siya, idol ko siya, Iverson.
I offered these flowers to him because he has always been my idol. He is my inspiration, his character. He is one of the people who built my character, not just in basketball, but in life. He is my inspiration.
Hindi lang sa basketball, pati sa buhay ko. Naging inspiration ko siya.
Tiger Woods learned of the accident after playing the final round at the Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines in California.
It's a shocker to everyone. Unbelievably sad and one of the more tragic days.
Tennis great Novak Djokovic reacted to the news in Melbourne at the Australian Open.
I don't know. I mean, it's really sad. I mean, his daughter that is, you know, 13 years old, and I don't know what to say, to be honest. I'm sorry, but I really, I'm heartbroken, honestly, with what has happened.
Kobe Bryant was on 15 All-NBA teams, 12 All-Defensive teams, and led the league in scoring for two seasons. He ranks fourth in the NBA for all-time regular season scoring and all-time postseason scoring. He was also a two-time U.S. Olympic gold medalist. His first sports ambition was to play football, known as soccer in the United States.
I had more talent playing basketball than I did playing soccer. You know, when I first started playing soccer, they just stuck me in the goal. Because I had these really long arms and long legs and said, okay, kid, just stop whatever ball comes your way. And that's what I did. And then I started getting better and better. But I was never, you know, close to being as good at soccer as I was at basketball.
In a 2013 interview with ESPN Brazil, Bryant also reflected on his inspiration to play basketball at the highest level.
And Oscar Schmidt, Oscar was, you know, he was the guy. When I grew up over there, I mean, he was playing in Europe, and he was 35, 40 points every night. I mean, he was just automatic. And I remember just watching him play and saying, man, if I could shoot like that, you know, at his height and be able to handle the ball at his size. And you know, him and my father were very similar in that because they were both very tall and both could shoot the ball. So I was a really, really big fan of Oscar.
That inspiration led to many indelible moments, including buzzer-beating shots for the win. 'Fittingly, his final game would be a magnificent 60-point performance against the Utah Jazz, as Bryant, at nearly age 38, became the oldest player to score that many points in a game.
For the final time, number 24 off the floor, 6-6, 20th captain of Lower Merion High School, five-time world champion, Kobe Bryant. A 60-point game for Kobe Bryant. What a performance. What an exit for number 24.
There were low points, injuries, and an alleged rape that was eventually settled out of court. But Bryant's hard work and play culminated with the Los Angeles Lakers retiring both of his jerseys, number 8 and 24, the only player in team history to receive that honor. Just 2 years ago, Kobe Bryant collected another honor, the Oscar for Best Animated Short Film, Dear Basketball.
What are you going to do when you retire? And I'd say, well, I want to be a writer. I want to be a storyteller. And I got a lot of... Yeah, that's cute. You'll be depressed when your career is over and you'll come back to playing, you know. And I got that a lot. And so to be here right now and to have like a sense of validation is, dude, this is crazy, man.
And it's crazy for most of us to think that Kobe Bryant is now gone. The Australian Open has been a tennis tournament of attrition, as defending women's champion Naomi Osaka of Japan felt the pressure and fell to rising American star Coco Gauff.
I don't know, I just feel tight, like, playing here a little bit because of the defending thing. And then today more because I've played her before, and there's always, like, such a huge hype leading into the match. And, of course, it's, like, well-deserved. That's just tough. You don't want to lose to a 15-year-old, you know?
Gauff herself was ousted, but not before reaching the second week of play.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. The crowd was really rooting for me, and I mean, I had a great tournament, and I'm looking forward for doubles tomorrow.
American compatriot Sophia Kennan was the beneficiary of Gauff's loss to reach her first Grand Slam quarterfinal.
She's really good, and I'm just so happy to have won, and yeah, a lot of emotions, as you said, were after the match, and it's my first quarterfinal. emotional. And yeah, it's just, I think anyone would get pretty emotional for first time.
Then there was Serena Williams.
Personally, I made a lot of errors.
Williams remains one Grand Slam title short of matching the record held by Margaret Court, which Serena feels is still attainable.
I definitely do believe, or I wouldn't be on tour. I don't play just to have fun, and to lose, it's really not fun to play to lose, personally. I don't know, as I seem to do well at the last two slams of the year. I don't know, I just feel like I've won them all, so each of them are several times, so each of them definitely is an opportunity for me to go out there and win.
The win was huge for China's Wang Xiang.
I'm really happy now, still happy. I always believe I can do this one day, but I don't know which day, but it's coming today, so I'm really happy to see it happens.
Fourth seed and semi-finalist Simona Halep of Romania isn't surprised, as many of the top players fell.
It's just a tournament, and I'm sure that for you guys it's a little bit of shock when the top 10 players are losing, but it's life, and we cannot be 100% every day.
Australian Open fans have local favorite and world number one Ash Barty to cheer for deep into the tournament.
I'm a proud Indigenous woman. I'm a proud Australian, and for me, it doesn't matter what day of the year it is. I'm going to stay true to my values all throughout the year, all throughout my life, every single day. I want to be kind, I want to be honest, I want to be humble, and I want to give the best that I can, and that's all that matters for me.
Most relish the adulation of thousands of cheering fans, still something Barty is not used to.
I'd prefer to just be sitting at home, just living my quiet little life. It's incredible. It's a part of the journey that I hate it and I love it. It's all the same. It's all in good fun.
But it's Halep that advances, as does Garbine Muguruza of Spain.
It definitely has been from low to high, not starting at my best, and then each day recovering as training at the same time. So, yeah, very happy with the evolution of how it started.
Men's local favorite and sometimes controversial Nick Kyrgios has finished his run, sidelined by Spanish great Rafael Nadal.
When he wants to play tennis, when he's focused on what he's doing, I think he's a very important player for our sport, because he has a big talent. He's one of these players that can be very, very interesting for the crowd.
Nadal gave way to Dominic Thiem of Austria.
For the first time in the semis of Australian Open, that's for me a barrier. But, well, to really break a barrier, one young player has to win a slam, and it's still a very long way to go.
And German Alexander Zverev is pushing his way forward.
If you're in the semifinals of a Grand Slam, of course there's going to be spotlight on you a little bit. You kind of cannot avoid it that much anymore, which is a good thing as well.
The other two of the big three also have made strong runs. Roger Federer explains why he and defending men's champion Novak Djokovic do so well historically at the Australian Open.
Conditions suit us well here. We start the year strong, probably something to do with court speed, so comfortable down here. Novak also got on all these runs, like I did, for 10 years. He did the same for the last 10 years. So, and it helps when you start the year off with a bang, and we were able to do that quite a few times.
The Swiss great will have to watch a nagging injury.
Hopefully we'll find out that it's actually nothing bad. It was just the groin that went really tight, and from playing a lot, who knows what, from nerves, I don't know. So I'm hopeful.
But no matter what, Federer always thinks he can win.
I mean, look, if I can go get through a match like this, through a match like Milman, yeah, you do believe. I only believe it once it's over, and I shake the hand of the opponent, and then it's over, and then it's fine, you know. So, yeah, I do always believe till it's actually over. Yeah, never before.
Djokovic knows Federer is an amazing player.
Roger is Roger. I mean, that he's always going to play on such a high level. I mean, regardless of the surface. And he loves to play this kind of matches, big rivalries, semis, finals of Grand Slams. I mean, he's probably going to confirm that's probably the biggest reason why he's still competing, to be able to compete at the Grand Slams against best players in the world. And what he did today was really amazing. I mean, to come back and save the 7 match points and his age.
The second-ranked Serb has had the upper hand over Federer in the majors for the past 8 years.
Whenever we get a chance to play each other, we understand that it takes a big effort, and it's required from us to come up with the best game in order to win against each other.
Djokovic is in top form.
I'm feeling great. You know, I have a great rhythm, and obviously I know that different surfaces, different times require different adjustments, but in terms of the way I've been serving now, it has been some of the best serving I've had in my career, for sure.
I mean, it's still sinking in. So cool to be a winner out here on the European Tour. It's just awesome. And to do it here in Dubai, at the Omega Dubai Desert Classic, it's phenomenal.
Australian Lucas Herbert claims his first European Tour golf title with a two-hole playoff victory over South African Christian Bazenhout at the Dubai Desert Classic. Both men finished regulation play tied at 9 under par. Herbert's approach shot to the green sealed victory.
It was just so good to be able to hit the shot I did at the time where I needed it. You know, the roar that came up when I hit that really close is something that I won't forget. And, you know, still it sort of brings chills back to me thinking about it now.
By contrast, Bazenhout found water to end up in the playoff where he never quite recovered.
I needed to fly and just spun back. If it landed on the green, it would have been fine. It was a green look quite firm, but it landed just on the fringe and everything slopes back into the water. So, I mean, the momentum of the spin, it was always going to be in the water.
Herbert gets a title after working through doubts he could be successful at professional golf.
Definitely periods of time last year where I wasn't sure whether, you know, this was everything that I wanted to do anymore. So it's so good to come to the other side and you know, get the success and feel like I've worked pretty hard for it. So, yeah, unbelievable.
Herbert hopes his win will be at least a small inspiration for people struggling back home in Australia.
I really don't want to compare what I've just done to anything that anyone's doing back home with the Fires, but if it, you know, gets some morale and some support behind the guys, like, that's the best thing ever, because, you know, we're doing it tough back home at the moment. And to get this done on Australia Day, I hope sort of everyone back home has a drink for me as well.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.